he was a pharmacist there in his daddy's drugstore when I was just young guy, about going around in my teens, upper teens, early 20s. And he's been a real estate. He's done mighty well here. Mike is. He knows a whole lot. He can tell you an awful lot. If you just get to talk to him.
A lot. But he said he's done a lot of different kinds of things.
Yeah, he has.
Worked at
he's been active.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, lots of different kinds of things. Well, a lot of the things that I have to ask about have to do with farming and things like that, though. So I thought you could. Yeah, I think you'd be really good at that.
Is that main? Your mainly main business?
A lot of
on the farm.
A lot of it has to do with not all of it by any means, but a lot of it has to do with farming and things like that. So. Well, let me get your full name.
Lee F. Thorne.
Mm-hmm. And where were you born now?
Well, out in the country a little ways from Mountain Home, about 4 miles southeast of Mountain Home.
Mm-hmm. Kind of between Mountain Home and Flipping?
No,
that's the other way.
Down southeast.
Oh, southeast. Mm-hmm.
Down in Big Pond.
Mm-hmm.
Or Oak Grove, either one. I was kind of on the line there.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't personal. The school line out in the school district, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Oak Grove and Mountain Home, I lived. I was raised in Big Pond district.
Oh, you were?
Mm-hmm. And my wife was raised in Oak Grove.
Oh, she was?
And so I went there about 6 years to see her before we was married.
Oh, you did?
And I knowed about as much about Oak Grove as I did my Big Pond.
And she was raised in Oak Grove and
I was raised at
Big Pond.
Yeah. But really, we wasn't too far apart before I was born. And
yeah, really, those were
the districts is right, just a line between.
So you didn't have to go too far to see her then?
About 5-6 miles. But I had a high-powered mule.
You did?
Back in those days, we rode horseback. There wasn't no car. There wasn't any cars then. And so we had to go or walk or ride a mule. But I had a team of good mules. I rode mules most of the time.
So you had your high-powered one, huh? Didn't you?
Yeah, he's mean out there.
He was?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's...
But I had him tamed. I could do anything to worry with him.
Oh, you could?
Yeah.
And so that's how you get around then. Well, let's see, how old are you?
How old?
Uh-huh, are you now? Uh-huh.
84.
You're not 84.
That's what they all tell me, but I guess I am.
I don't believe it. Are you telling me that you're pulling my leg? You're 84?
You know why when I was in the hospital.
You sure don't?
I had a birthday there when I was in the hospital, and there were several nurses there. And they wanted me to tell them my age.
Mm-hmm.
I told them I would if they could guess in 10 years at it.
Uh-huh.
And they couldn't even guess in 10 years.
They couldn't.
There never was a one went over 60.
Uh-uh.
Over 69.
Over 69. No, I wouldn't think so. I'd guess 65.
Yeah, well, that's where most of them guess. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I've been pretty healthy, and
I think so.
And I've took care of myself.
Uh-huh.
And my kids, they just take on about me being, they say I look young, I don't know.
Oh, I think you do.
Anyway, the doctors told me that I was from 12 to 15 years younger than an average man my age.
Uh-huh.